知行英语。Listen and share.
A voice, a pair of legs, and a girl.怪声，怪腿，怪女孩。I went into the room at 10:30 p.m. The smell of the room was gone, but it wasn't the smell that time that bothered me. It was the feeling. I had an eerie feeling that someone was watching me, but my brother was nowhere in that room. I had gotten halfway across the room when I heard a voice that was too deep to be my brother's. It said in an angry tone,You do not belong here on this land. Get out! This frightened me so much. I ran out of the room and halfway across the house, yelling my lungs out. But of course, nobody believed my story. That was not the end, though. It had been about 3 months since I heard the voice. The house was completely done now and with electricity.My mom was washing dishes in the kitchen. Behind her were the stairs that led to my brother's room. I was going to the kitchen to ask my mom if I could go to a friend's house when something I saw made me stop in my tracks. There was a pair of legs slowly walking up the stairs. This was weird for the fact that my mom and I were the only ones in the house that day.
那夜，我是在10:30再回到屋里的。屋里的气味已经散尽了。当时烦我的不再是那股气味了，而是当时的那种感觉。我当时有一种非常奇怪的感觉，老觉得有人在一直盯着我。但是我哥哥当时他根本就不在房间里。当我走到房间的中间时，突然听到一个低沉的声音。声音很低，不可能是我的兄弟。这个声音用生气的语调说，你不属于这个地方，滚出去。当时我非常害怕，扯着嗓子喊着从那个房间跑了出去。不过当然没有人相信我的故事。然而故事并没有就此结束。大约是在我听到那个声音3个月之后，房子全部竣工了，电也通上。有一天，妈妈正在厨房洗碗，她身后是楼梯，直通到我哥哥的房间。我正要去厨房跟妈妈请示一下我能否到一个朋友家里去，就在这时我停了下来，因为我看到了一件奇怪的事情。一双腿慢慢地爬上了楼梯，这简直不可思议。因为那天整个房子里只有妈妈和我2个人。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
I went into the room at 10:30 p.m.
那夜我是在10:30再回到屋里的。
The smell of the room was gone, but it wasn't the smell that time that bothered me. It was the feeling.
屋里的气味已经散尽了。当时烦我的不再是那股气味了，而是当时的那种感觉。
I had an eerie feeling that someone was watching me, but my brother was nowhere in that room.
我当时有一种非常奇怪的感觉。老觉得有人在一直盯着我，但是我哥哥当时他根本就不在房间里。
I had gotten halfway across the room when I heard a voice that was too deep to be my brother's.
当我走到房间的中间时，突然听到一个低沉的声音，声音很低，不可能是我的兄弟。
It said in an angry tone, You do not belong here on this land. Get out!
这个声音用生气的语调说，你不属于这个地方，滚出去。
This frightened me so much, I ran out of the room and halfway across the house, yelling my lungs out.
当时我非常害怕，扯着嗓子喊着从那个房间跑了出去。
But of course, nobody believed my story.
不过，当然没有人相信我的故事。
That was not the end, though. It had been about 3 months since I heard the voice.
然而，故事并没有就此结束。大约是在我听到那个声音3个月之后。
The house was completely done now, and with electricity.
房子全部竣工了，电也通上。
My mom was washing dishes in the kitchen. Behind her were the stairs that led to my brother's room.
有一天，妈妈正在厨房洗碗，她身后是楼梯，直通到哥哥的房间。
I was going to the kitchen to ask my mom if I could go to a friend's house when something I saw made me stop in my tracks.
我正要去厨房跟妈妈请示一下我能否到一个朋友家里去。就在这时，我停了下来，因为我看到了一件奇怪的事情。
There was a pair of legs slowly walking up the stairs.
一双腿慢慢的爬上了楼梯。
This was weird for the fact that my mom and I were the only ones in the house that day.
这简直不可思议，因为那天整个房子里只有妈妈和我两个人。讲解一下相关的语言点。
When 可以引导时间状语从句，这也是我们最熟悉的用法，意思上和 as while 相近，但这里 when 的意思是就在那个时候，正在那时。这个含义在考试当中也经常出现，比如说
I was prepared to go to bed when the doorbell rang.
我正准备上床睡觉，就在这时门铃响了。
Too too
太怎么怎么而不能。
He is too careful not to have noticed it.
他那么细心，不会不注意到这一点的。大家要注意到这个词组与 so that 的不同。
So that 意思是太怎么以至于，
比如说
He was so careless that he didn't notice it.
他太粗心了，以至于这一点都没有注意到。
Belong
这是一个不及物动词，也就是说它后面不能直接接宾语，如果要接的话就必须和介词 to 来连用，比如说
That book belongs to me.
那本书属于我。
Yell
out 指的是大叫，文章里的 yell my lungs out 指的就是扯着嗓子叫，喉咙都要叫破了。
Done,
完成了，做完了。这个词的意思非常广泛，也很灵活。如果我们说
I am done,
意思可不是我做了，而是我好了，我完成了的意思。如果我们说这个肉 overdone, 就是说这个肉太老了，做过了头。至于在日常生活中我们常说的 well done, 大家都不会陌生了，意思是好极了。
If
是否，文章中是用 ask somebody 后面接一个 if 引导的从句，问某人是否可以。这里的 if 我们也可以用 whether 来代替，例如
He asked me if he could take my sister out tonight.
他问我今晚是不是可以把我妹妹带出去。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。